Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
102.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. Well, Jax and Brittany joining us. We've been talking about it all morning.
Good morning.
I got to know them from Vanderpump Rules. Sissany is obsessed with everything that's happening. And
well, I'm trying to keep it cool over here, okay?
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to blow your cover.
There's a lot going on.
Big fan of the show and of you guys. Yeah, there's a lot going on with this Scandoval.
Yes. But before we get to that, let's talk about
Yikes.
YouTube. Yeah. You're beaming from ear to ear, happiness and glowing.
Yes.
They both came in with a lot of joy here. And the two you met, season three, four, like how long did you guys meet?
Four. Season four, yeah.
Season four.
8 years now.
Okay, now Jax, when you think about first impression of Brittany, what comes to mind?
Oh, I just said I had to have that.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a story that goes behind it. We met in Vegas and I was on a date with another girl. And I saw her walk by, and I said, well, I like that.
Wait.
He's
so romantic. So what happened? Just so I understand some nuance here. So you're on a date.
I was on a date with somebody.
Where did she go after you say something?
Well, the date went to the bathroom. When she went up to the bathroom, I went to the bar, got her phone number. And
he came up to me.
And then we've been together ever since.
Yeah.
And what about you in that moment? What was your first impression of Jax, Brittany?
I just thought he was really hot. He was really tan. He was wearing like an orange shirt, I remember.
He is a good, I gotta tell you. Yeah. He walked in, I thought the same thing. Good looking dude.
Oh, I appreciate it. You know? You make me feel great.
Your hair's good.
You got too bad yourself.
Great eyelashes. All right, so now the two of you are great. You've been together for a while now.
And they have a baby.
We have a baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Little Cruz.
And then you're watching all this crazy drama. With your, I guess, were they former friends of yours?
Oh, no, we're still all friends, for the most part.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm friends with Ariana. I think Tom is just, like, cut for everybody right
now.
Yeah.
Tom didn't win anybody over. Tom Sandoval we're talking about.
You know, Tom and I have known each other since we lived together in Miami in the early 2000s. So I've known him for a very long time.
Yeah, they're kind of like the reason the whole group
started.
Is a friend.
Yeah, we kind of created the circle. Yeah.
You created the circle in which he liked a couple people in that circle clearly a lot.
Yeah.
Right?
I think we all did at some point. Everybody kind of liked everybody at some point.
But you said, you said, Jax, you weren't surprised messing around with Raquel?
You know, I was surprised about the Raquel, but then I thought about it a little bit more. I think the reason is because he can control her, and he's a controlling person. You know, he can't control Ariana. Ariana's very, I think she's a very strong woman, and he couldn't control her anymore, so he was just done. And I think
I think he likes the fangirl.
I think he likes the fangirl. Yeah. She's very easily manipulated. She's codependent. Pretty much.
Now he'll say that if he hears that, will he reach out to you? Guys talk?
Sure. I mean, I saw him Labor Day last time I saw him. We were at a party. He was actually there with Raquel, but I didn't put two and two together.
No
I just
way.
Didn't even think about it. Yeah.
None of us knew what was going on until it broke.
Yeah.
And you speak to Ariana.
Yes.
Brittany.
Yeah, I reached out to her as well. I don't talk to her on a regular basis. I'm not as close with like everybody else is, but I did reach out to her and say, hey, listen, I'm sorry what you're going through. Yeah. Obviously we live down the street. If you need anything, she's got a lot of people in her corner.
So where does this all end up? I guess it's gonna unfold on
How's
the show.
How's she doing?
She's definitely really, really mad and, having a hard time. And I can only imagine with how much it's all over the media just makes it like 10 times harder. So, she's really having to go through it right now. But she's so strong. She's going to come out and I think she's just going to be better than ever after all this.
Brittany, you couldn't do no wrong with that accent.
Thank you.
That Kentucky accent. It's just nothing you can say that's going to upset people.
Thank you.
You could literally drop F bombs. People are like, thank you. That's so nice. Thank you so much.
I love that. That makes me happy.
So, Sissany, you have been a fan of the franchise. What strikes you about this couple and this group?
Honestly, I was really bummed to see you guys leave. It hasn't been the same since you left the show. And I really thought first of all, you're great TV. In general, and I really thought that maybe you'd have some sort of a spinoff, or do you ever want to come back to reality TV? Like, what is in the works here?
Yeah, we're actually, we are trying to work on something.
Hopefully, we have a few things
fingers crossed.
Out,
yeah.
I guess, and I have a show that will be out some point. That's much as I can say about that. But yeah, we'd definitely be willing to come back.
Yeah.
You know, we took a 2-year break, kind of just a refresh a little bit. It ended with our wedding. Mm-hmm. And obviously then, you know, the pandemic hit and everything like that. And we just needed a little bit of a refresh. I think kind of just the restart button. Need to clear
Andy
my head.
Had a baby.
You got to remember, I've been the punching bag of that show for 9 years.
No, okay? I know.
Literally, I'm a very strong person. I have very thick skin. Nothing really bothers me. But after 9 years, you start to wear a little bit. So I needed a little bit of a refresh.
And everything bothers me. I'm the complete opposite.
Yeah, she's just the opposite.
I get hurt so easy.
She gets really offended if, like, you know, she hurts a fly. Me, I don't, you know, me, I don't care. I don't
care. Guys are doing a podcast now.
Yeah.
So we are.
Tell us about that.
When Reality Hits.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's just going to be awesome. We're going to talk about everything. We're going to clear up a lot of, like, rumors and stuff. We're going to talk about behind the scenes of, like, reality TV. We're going to have
what
amazing
is it, like,
guests
what's
on.
A rumor? You can
well,
also
well,
do it.
I kind of like it because I keep saying this. I was obviously the villain of my show, and there's a lot of villains of reality TV.
Yeah.
And I kind of like to have some of the guests of other villains and say, hey, listen, how are you? Why are you portrayed as the villain? Because there's always every show's got a bad guy, you know. Right.
But they're not
because
all bad
they're
all the time.
But you know, I'm not a bad guy either. I'm not. But after like a couple seasons, you get pigeonholed into that, and you're just kind of like, well, it is what it is.
All right, what's a rumor that you want to clear up, Brittany?
Oh, I mean, like just last week, it was saying that we were like divorced.
Yeah.
So like, there's just so many things.
Yeah, it was good. I don't know if it was a slow day in the media world.
Does your family reach out or friends reach out and go,
people are like, divorced. Like, couldn't be more opposite. Like, right. I don't understand. Life's good. You know, like I said, we have a new baby. Well,
how old's your baby now?
He'll be 2 next month.
Wow. Yeah.
And life's okay. It's okay. Yeah. You know,
there's
a lot better than other
people.
There's
just a lot of things after being on reality TV for, you know, he was on for 8 seasons. I was on for 5. So there was just things that would happen and you know, we don't get to really talk about it that much. You know, it's just edited and there it is, you know.
Mm-hmm. You film for 6 months and there's just hours and hours in footage. And you got to remember the show's only 45 minutes long with commercials, right? So if there's a fight that goes on for like an hour long, they don't show the whole fight. They don't show how it started, how it middle and how it ended. They just show me going crazy. And they're like, well, that guy's crazy. Well, you didn't see how the fight started. You didn't see how it ended.
Right.
You just automatically went to the me screaming part. And that's reality TV.
Which
they just go
the
to the highlights.
Yeah.
You know,
or just a cutaway of your face. From another scene.
Yes. Oh, there's plenty of that.
See,
it's
stuff
plenty
like that,
of that
we would like to talk about, you know? We want to be really honest with, you know,
everybody.
It's going to be a good podcast. If I'm you, I'm probably happy you're off the show witnessing all this other drama between everybody else.
I can't imagine how the reunion's going to be. I mean, I would have hives and everything being so nervous.
Yeah.
I would.
Oh, I guess another one. I guess people say that I made you get a boob job.
Oh, yeah. Definitely wanted them, so.
Yeah. So they made it.
Well, because he paid for it.
Yeah.
Oh.
When I moved to LA too, but I worked.
Well, so
for me.
How did so
I got friends that are plastic surgeons, and it just
so
came,
you got
came
a deal.
Up.
Yeah.
You know.
I said yeah.
You know, and hey, she wanted it. I was like, sure, I can make it happen. Let's
it
make
did
it happen.
Super.
It's a win-win
though.
For both of us. Okay.
So listen, let's go to our engineer.
I'm happy. She's happy. We're all happy.
Our engineer Jeffrey Tubbs, who watches no television, no reality, seeing and meeting you guys for the first time. What would you like to ask?
Hey.
Where'd you get that jacket? I really like that.
Everybody's been asking him.
My wonderful publicist,
slick.
Lori, made it happen. A company called Macage out of Montreal.
Wow.
And it's one of my go-to.
It's a worn leather jacket.
It's a worn leather jacket, but it's a great company, great brand. I love this company. So, yeah. Lori's here. You can ask her.
When Reality Hits with Jax Taylor and Brittany Cartwright. That launches March 28th, huh?
Yes.
Yes.
Very excited for that.
It's great to see you guys. Thanks for
having us. This was fun.
Yay.
It was very fun for us. They're good.
I know. We love you guys.
You didn't ask me anything. I thought this is painless.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.